Time for us to get on the phone line and head on down to Boston. Find out what's going on in the world of Boston sports with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. Drapes, what's going on?
Rich, what's up, my friend? How are you?
Well, doing pretty well, thank you. Busy day in the Boston sports scene. The Red Sox making a little move, adding some depth to that pitching rotation. Do you like the acquisition of Nathan Eovaldi, the man who doesn't walk anybody?
Yeah, I like it. You know, it's a solid pickup. You know, still a young guy. You know, it's not like he's, 35 and, still trying to hang on. Still has a little bit of upside, but right around a 4.0 ERA guy, for his career, which, worries me. I mean, I guess he's good for a number four, number five starter. We obviously know they needed help in that area with, everything. Pomerantz looking bad, Erod going on a DL. And so you need sort of a stopgap, somebody to fill in there, and we'll see how he pans out.
Tonight it's with that little ray of sunshine, David Price on the mound, who was lights out last time out.
Yeah, and that was shocking, because he had been scuffling a little bit, in his last six, seven starts or whatever it was. And I thought coming out of the break, one of the key questions for the Red Sox, what kind of pitcher will David Price be? So far, so good, in his first start since the All-Star break. Like you said, he was lights out. I'm interested to see how he backs it up tonight because, to me, I hate to hang it on one guy, but David Price, to me, is the difference between, a Red Sox team that makes the playoffs versus a Red Sox team that's truly a World Series contender.
This team's still on a pace to break the all-time record, team record for wins in a season, but have the fans been spoiled by those three championships? Is it not enough for this team to win 106, 107 games? Do they have to win the World Series?
Yeah, you got to not maybe win the World Series, but at least, get to the ALCS, maybe even advance to the World Series. But as you know, regular season doesn't matter much around these parts. It's what you do in the postseason. And we've seen this Red Sox team maybe not play this well, obviously, but win the division and then crap out, in the ALDS. And so, to me, it's ALCS or bust for this team. If they come up short of the ALCS, to me, it's a disappointing season.
Patriots getting ready to open camp. What's the first order of business for this team?
Well, you got a number of orders. I guess, you look at the wide receiver position. You got Chris Hogan, but who else is going to be there? I happen to be a big fan of Jordan Matthews. I think, if you look at, his career so far, three seasons of 65 or more catches. Obviously, he took a step back last year, had an injury. But I think this kid, he's still young, 26, I think. So I think he might be a sleeper that, everybody talks about, how weak the receiving core is. I expect good things out of him. And then you got to look at the secondary also. You got Gilmore, but who's starting outside of him, on the other side? Is it going to be Eric Rowe? Is it going to be McCourty? Jason McCourty, who they brought in. And so they got some question marks for this Patriots team, but I think wide receiver is a big one of them.
How important is it for Coach Belichick and his quarterback and his tight end to hug it all out and get everybody on the same page?
Well, you don't have to like your teammates or like your coach, but you got to respect them and come together for that common goal. Obviously, this was an offseason of turmoil. Even during the regular season last year, we heard some rumbling with those three guys. And I think it's important. But I do think, Brady is a professional. Gronk is a professional. They didn't miss any mandatory activities. And so if this thing was really something that couldn't be salvaged, you would see, maybe Brady missed some mandatory mini camps or something like that. But we didn't see any of that. Brady's already there. He got there early. So I think those guys will patch it up. The question is, will it be enough to win a Super Bowl? They're right there as one of the favorites. But I think the Eagles also, I really like the Eagles on the NFC side, obviously.
Kyle, how badly have the NFL owners screwed up this whole national anthem situation?
Oh, my gosh. Everything they do is backwards. And now it's going to work with the Players Association, come up to some sort of compromise. And they should have done that in the beginning. They should have did that at the get-go instead of unilaterally just institute this new rule. And so they've watched it. And the thing that bothered me, I guess, is, towards the end of the season, playoffs, we didn't see players kneeling. We didn't see many protests. And so to me, it was a sort of an issue that was going away a little bit. And then the NFL comes out with this arbitrary policy that they just create on their own, and it brings it right back into the forefront. And so, finally, I hope they get it right now by working with the players, but this was not an issue until the NFL made it one again with that latest policy.
We're talking with Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston. The Celtics finally got the deal done with Marcus Smart. It looks like a good deal for them. Is it a good deal for Marcus?
Yeah, I think so. You can't sneeze at 13. Well, let me take that back. Only you can sneeze at $13 million. Big money, Rich Kimble.
True,
but,
true.
If you're Marcus Smart, it's not like it's an insulting offer or anything like that. I think it's a fair offer for both sides, where both sides can walk away feeling good about it. And so, to me, Marcus is definitely a key for this team. Without him, they lose some of that heart, some of that grit. And I think he's a big part of them, and he's going to be a big part this season.
Isaiah Thomas apparently had interest in coming back. Would that have been a good thing?
No. I mean, it's a good thing, I guess, he has interest, but it wouldn't have been a good thing to bring him back. I mean, there's no room for the guy now. Look at the backcourt. Rozier, who came on last season. You got Marcus Smart. You got Jaylen Brown. You got Gordon Hayward coming back. So think about it. Let's say Gordon Hayward is starting. You may move Jaylen Brown to the bench, and that's an even more crowded backcourt. And so, Isaiah Thomas, let's be honest, I think he had interest in 30 teams. Anybody that could sign him, he was willing to go to. And so, hopefully he rehabs and gets better out there in Denver.
I saw some comments from earlier today, and I think it was from that four-letter network, somebody making the case or trying to, that Gordon Hayward is only a role player with this Celtics team.
Think about that. Can you imagine having a 20-point-per-game role player? I mean, it's an embarrassment of riches. I guess Klay Thompson is a role player for the Warriors. DeMarcus Cousins, when he comes back, is going to be a role player. It's a good problem to have. I mean, I think Gordon's going to get you 17 to 20 points per game. And, hopefully fans aren't expecting him to come out the gate and be the same Gordon Hayward of old. I mean, this guy's going to basically miss a year of basketball. And I think he'll get back there. But for me, I need Gordon back to being Gordon by the time April and May roll around, the playoffs roll around, not necessarily October.
What do you think the Celtics do with this roster prior to camp opening? Any final changes?
No, I don't think so. They made the trade, got rid of Abdul Nader. I do think they'll sign Jabari Bird and make him, on the team and be one of those 15 guys. But I think the roster they have now is it. I don't see any other moves being made.
Kyle Draper of NBC Sports Boston joins us every Wednesday here on Downtown. Drapes, when can we see you on TV and feel better about life?
Coming up in about 34 minutes.
Woo!
O'clock on NBC Sports Boston. I'll be arguing with Maine's own Gary Tanguay, so it should be fun.
It seems like an unfair match right there, you against Gary. But
Yeah, I've pretty much owned him in everything we've discussed, and tonight won't be any different, guys.
All right, you give him an extra slap upside the head for us, please.
Will do.
All right, thanks, Drapes. We'll see you next week.
All right, Rich. Thanks, sir.
It's Kyle Draper, NBC Sports Boston here on Downtown.